Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting third. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Kozar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sammy Meeks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sid Hudson. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Pete Layton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting 7th. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garber. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Yost reaches second base with a double. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Yost. The throw to Garver covering the plate. The slide. Yost is out. Cohn moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball four. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Kozar reaches second base with a double. Sammy Meeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meeks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a fly ball into center field. Layton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Platt reaches second base with a double. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a line drive towards the mound. Hudson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a line drive into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver bunts in front of the plate. Early fields it and throws to first for the out. Pellegrini moves to second. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Partee and he is out, Pellegrini applying the tag. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-1 in the game. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton is 0-for-1 in the game. Layton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Layton. The throw from early and he is safe. Layton steals second. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Platt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cozar hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Meeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meeks is 0-for-1 in the game. Meeks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Partee for the out. One out. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pellegrini hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-0 in the game. Garver takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Garver moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stewart. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Garver scores. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Browns. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field. Zarrilla picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zarrilla. Stewart moves to second. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Stewart moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-2 in the game. Gillenwater hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Gillenwater reaches second base with a double. Stewart scores. Cohn moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Browns. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-2 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cohn scores. Gillenwater moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Browns. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Cozar hits a fly ball into right field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Layton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meeks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-2 in the game. Partee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stewart. Partee reaches second base with a double. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pellegrini is walked intentionally. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Garver hits a pop-up towards short. Meeks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sammy Meeks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meeks is 0-2 in the game. Meeks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-2 in the game. Hudson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Hudson moves to second. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-3 in the game. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Hefner now pitching. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens bunts towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Zarilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pretty moves to second. Pete Layton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Layton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Layton hits a line drive towards third. Yost catches it and throws to second to double up pretty. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gillenwater takes first base on ball 4. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Early hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Partee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gillenwater moves to second. Marino Pieretti pinch runs for Jake Early. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. Gillenwater moves to third. Two outs. Early Wynn pinch hits for Sammy Meeks. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Kozar moves to second. John Sullivan pinch runs for Early Wynn. Tom McBride pinch hits for Mickey Hefner. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Welteroth now pitching. John Sullivan now playing shortstop. Al Evans now catching. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Platt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Partee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stewart. Partee reaches second base with a double. Stewart throws the ball into Yost, who tags Partee trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pellegrini hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yost is called out on strikes. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Layton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.